Episode 31, Why You're Bravest in January. Hey guys and gals, this is Cary Oberbrunner, and whether you're listening to this episode in January or not, I think you're really going to like the kernel of truth that this podcast episode is built around, because I'll tell you what, it's absolutely proven. I've seen it so many times as I work with clients from all over the world. Doesn't matter what location, it doesn't matter what their struggles are. This is something that I see all the time. Here's the quick story. People typically take off for a period of time in December based on the holidays. What does that mean? That means they get reconnected to three things that are critical. They get reconnected to their creator, to their core, and to their community. I see it all the time. They get out of the rat race. They get out away from the intense pace of their jobs, for most people, and they get quiet. And when that happens, bravery starts to occur. I'll tell you why. This all comes from a French philosopher, Pascal. And Pascal wrote back in the 17th century some crazy stuff. Some stuff that today we identify with more than ever. But back in his day, he was spot on too. Check out this quote. He says, "All of man's evil," so all of the evil that we see in the world, "is a result of our inability to sit quietly in a room by ourselves." Ouch! This was back in the 17th century. This was before iPhones. This was before MP3s. This was before TiVo. I mean, before Xbox Live. Whatever you want to talk about. Pascal looked at his culture and he said, "What is going on?" He said, "There's a pattern here that I see, and it's that evil results from our inability to sit quietly in a room by ourselves." Now, I think you're going to like this next quote. I'm going to share it for a reason, and then we'll make it incredibly practical, because I think you're brave. I think you're brave right now, and I want to expose that, bring that out, and I want to fortify that bravery, because I've seen a pattern. If you don't take a step of action while you're brave, you're going to go back and February is going to come, and as a result, you're going to sink back in to that comfortable, safe, secure pace of life, that mindset that's been silently sabotaging your potential. I know this is pretty epic. This is an epic podcast, but I believe in you, and I wanna share this quickly because this episode is gonna be brief. This is like a shot. This is like a jump into the ice cold. What do they call those people? The polar swimmer diver things, you know, in the winter when they jump in. This is your moment. And you have a brief window, so let me read this Pascal quote. This is what he says. "The only thing that consoles us for our miseries is distraction." This is in the 17th century. "Yet that is the greatest of all of our wretchedness." I'm going to give you the quote, then I'm going to break it down into today's language, okay? But here's what he says. "The only thing that consoles us for our miseries is distraction, yet that is the greatest of our wretchedness, because that is what mainly presents us from thinking about ourselves and leads us imperceptibly to damnation. Without distractions, we would be bored, and boredom would force us to search for a more firmer way out. But distraction entertains us and leads us to death. Now, let's break that down for a moment. He says that what consoles us is distraction, but that's our main problem, because distraction keeps us from thinking about ourselves. And basically, if we would be thinking about ourselves, we'd be bored. And that boredom would push us over the edge and force us to get out and live a life of adventure and passion and, let's face it, to be a soul that's ignited. Now, a couple quick things about this. I know that in December, most people got away from distractions. Now, yes, I know you were with family. I know you were probably shopping and eating and all this stuff. But here's what else happened. You got away from the routine. You got away from the mundane. You got into a new environment briefly. And what happened was this rush of out-of-the-box thinking. You thought, what if? What if I made a big change? What if I acted on this bravery? What if I shook things up, mixed things up? And for a brief moment, you felt alive. I know it. I see this all the time. You began to think new thoughts. You began to dream bigger things. You began to consider that there's another option. And then here's what happened. Rushing to judge. I couldn't do that. I'm comfortable. I'd have to make major changes. And all the things came rushing back. And what happened is that bravery, unless it's fortified, just like a seed that's left out in the open, that seed, if it's not planted deep in soil, that's going to feed it, sunlight, water, that's going to nurture it. What happens is that seed just sits there. The seed has potential, but when it's not in an environment conducive to growth, it simply sits there. So, what does that mean? That means that right now, you still have a few shreds of bravery in you. And if you're listening to this other than January, do a little thing for me. Take an afternoon, get away from the distraction, choose to be bored, and journal. Journal, get some music, and begin to think and imagine, what if I acted on that bravery? What if I got in touch with my creator, my core, and community for a moment again? So, how do I know this to be true from data? Some of you are hard and fast data. You want research? I'll give you the research. According to a recent Time magazine article, the first Monday after the new year is always the busiest day for job searches. January is the busiest month. In fact, just a few days ago, on January, the first January after the holidays, guess what? Job searches were up 56% from December. Because in December, we're distracted. I mean, we got so many things going on. We got parties and shopping and this and that, hanging out with family. But then what happens is we get a little bit bored in between that stretch from Christmas to New Year's. We dig a little deep. Some of us actually get a little bit depressed. I've seen this happen on Facebook and Twitter. People got a little bit bored, and that boredom forced them to dig deeper and say, you know, what am I doing? What is my life? What am I building? And what happens is, look, according to right management, this is a poll that they do, 86% of people said, yes, I am going to seek a new job opportunity in 2015. 86%. That means, if you're listening to this podcast, the chances of you seeking for a new job in 2015 is 86% chance. Now, 8% say, maybe, so I'm going to network. 5% said, nope, I am absolutely going to stay in the same position. And 1% said, ah, I'm not likely, but I've updated my resume just in case. So only 5% of people surveyed said, I am absolutely going to stay in my current position. The other 86% said, yes, 100%, I'm going to pursue. 8% said, maybe. And 1% said, not likely, but I'm going to update my resume. That means that part of you is actively thinking about this other opportunity. If you've hung out with me long enough, you know that I often talk about Shawshank Redemption as a metaphor to talk about how a lot of us are imprisoned, perhaps within our day job. That's the metaphor I give most of the time. But most of us are imprisoned in a lot of ways, relationally, financially, emotionally, spiritually. And in that movie, Shawshank Redemption, there's this little phenomenon, this little pattern that we see happen so many times. People get a glimpse. They get a glimpse of what is possible. And anytime you have an idea about what's possible, part of you believes that you're already in that reality. How do I know this? Right now you're inside of a room, perhaps. You don't even know that you're inside of the room unless an outside is possible. Now, I know this is a little bit tricky. I know it's a little bit philosophical, but hang with me for a moment. There is no way, if you're inside of a building, that you know you're inside of the building unless an outside of the building exists. This is why when you're in any decision, the fact that you can imagine life outside of the current reality that you're in, animals don't feel that. There's no squirrel sitting around saying, you know what, I'm inside of a nest right now, and therefore the outside exists because I know that I'm inside. Look, other animals are not rational in that same way, that transcendent way that we are created in God's image. The fact that you can imagine life outside your current situation proves that another reality does exist. This is why Andy Dufresne could sit inside Shawshank and imagine Zihuatanejo. Morgan Freeman couldn't. Remember, Red, when he was sitting outside in that yard, outside of the cell, they were sitting basically up against the brick wall, the prison, imagining life outside. And Morgan Freeman turns to Andy, Tim Robbins, and he says, that's just a pipe dream. The sooner you get over that, the sooner you're gonna just get comfortable with the reality of life. And he says, I don't want you to get your hopes up. And he actually gets angry about hope. He says, hope will drive a man insane. It's got no place on the inside. But if you know Shawshank Redemption, you know it is possible to get out. You know it is possible to escape. And I love the quote in the movie that says, fear can hold you prisoner, but hope can set you free. And my friends, if you're listening to this podcast, maybe it's January 19th, maybe it's not. But this week, I am literally shifting my schedule and I am creating 3 live opportunities in a webinar that is dialogue. And I am saying, while you're brave in January, let's jump on that. Let's seriously jump on that. Let's not let the system happen, which is in January you get brave and then escapes. It you don't fortify it and it runs from you and you go back into the same institutionalized mindset that all of the prisoners had in Shawshank, where they say, at least I know where my food's coming from. At least I know my title, where I live. It's called a cell. And all the junk that comes with being trapped in, imprisoned from your potential, caged from your captivity. Look, that's not a way to live your life. I lived like that way too long until I finally got brave. And it took someone kicking my butt and saying to me, Carrie, you can't live a life of adventure and stay in a prison cell. It's not going to happen. The actual quote was, "You can't take the ring and stay in the Shire." That was my buddy Chet Scott who called me out. I'm so glad he did. So, look, if you're listening to this and the podcast just launched, jump in. Jump in one of the free webinars this week. It's called 9 Steps to Your Dream Job in 2015. Now, if you say, "Kerry, where in the world do I find that? I don't know how to find it." Look me up on Facebook. Email me info@kerryoberbrunner.com. We've been inviting people into this podcast. Look on my LinkedIn recent article. Whatever. You'll find a way. If you have a desire, you'll find a way. But jump in, and that live webinar is going to be some top-notch content. I'm going to give 90 minutes of an insider plan, 9 steps to go into your dream job in 2015. You'll get the PDF instantly, but you'll also get this webinar opportunity. And again, I'm going to give you my absolute best on this, show you the 9 steps. Many times I just reserve this for my clients, but we're going to have a blast. And then also be on the lookout. People have been asking for over a decade, how do you get published? I want to become an author. Kerry, that's a desire that I have. I know it. I feel it. 2015 is my year to get published. Look, we didn't post it yet, but next week, so that would be, I don't know, next week. It'd be next week. Look, keep your ears open, keep your eyes open. I'm going to give crazy good content about all the insider tips, tools, and tricks to get published in 2015. Why self-publishing the wrong way will literally kill your career. How there's a certain way to publish, a way that you can publish where you actually can create products and services that follow up, and you can create a very nice living from becoming an author. If you believe the hype that says just write a book and you're going to sell all these books and you're going to make it rich on just writing books, the chances are extremely low. I'm going to give you a much more probable situation where you build a business around your book. I've done it with all of the last books I've done. I've helped others do it. You don't want to miss this webinar. So, as we conclude today, I want to challenge you. If it's January, jump into some of these opportunities I've given you. Why? Because I want to yank that bravery out of you, because I believe in you. People came around me back when I had this little speck of bravery, you know, just enough where you could measure it. And my life shifted because I took that bravery, I acted upon it, and more bravery comes. And that's how it works. If you take what little bravery you have, you let it go, you let it sit there as a seed, it's going away until next January, or until life hits you with a shocking event. Usually somebody close to you passes, and then you say, "What am I doing with my life? That could have been me." And then again, just like in high school, when somebody passed away close to us in high school, what happens? The whole school gets really serious for about 2 weeks and says, "I'm going to make my life count. This could have been me. I'm going to do what really matters." And then if you're not in an environment conducive to growth, you go back to status quo. Not with us, not with the Igniting Souls tribe. We are in it to win it every single day because we are pushing each other. This is a very special tribe. When we get knocked down, we pick each other up, and we are consumed and committed to one another, where we are going to find clarity on who am I, our identity, why am I here, our purpose, and where am I going, our context. And where those three things intersect is a soul on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and privilege to serve you. Act upon that bravery. You're brave for a reason. It's because you got away from the distraction. Maybe you even chose boredom a little bit, but as a result, you got back in touch with your heart, your dreams, and don't let that go. If it's March, if it's December, if it's April, if it's October, and you're listening to this episode, get away from the rat race. Go back in nature. When's the last time that you just walked without your cell phone? in nature, grab a journal, listen to some music, and realize that God is writing a big story inside you. Now is your moment. And when you prepare for the moment is prepared for you. As Ferdinand Foch said, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire. We'll talk to you in the next episode. Thanks so much for listening. If you got some love from this episode, do what my friend did, Brian Miniger. Thanks for your review recently. Those help get the word out, and subscribe on iTunes. You won't miss a single episode. We got many more episodes coming to get you back in touch and become a soul on fire. Thanks so much. Make it a great day. Choose to live life without any regrets, any reserves, or any retreat. In the words of William Borden, talk to you soon.